Hello and welcome to another episode of the Teaching Online Business Podcast. I'm your host, Richard Hill, the founder of this beautiful, beautiful podcast where we give you so much value, so much energy, so much motivation to go out there and do your thing and all that good stuff. So super excited to have you here again. I am Richard Hill. I'm the founder of TeachingOnlineBusiness.com where we help coaches, where we help experts and consultants and service businesses. Any of you that are servicing your awesome, awesome clients, we help you package a beautiful high ticket offer. Take it, find your ideal clients, put it into the market, and help you grow and scale to 6 and 7, 8 figures. So anyway, beautiful, beautiful Tuesday. I hope you guys are having an awesome day too. I had fun today because I actually got to do some phone calls today. When I first started out my business, I was the one over the phones. Eventually, I had to get somebody else in there, right? I had too much time committed, but it's awesome being able to talk to clients and potential clients, essentially, even though I was able to close 6 clients today alone. I was 6 out of 7, and the 7th, I had to turn away, but I'm used to it. I'm in my role. I know my ideal clients, and that's the type of laser focus that you need to. When you know your ideal clients, when you can speak what they're thinking, it's super, super powerful. But the reason that I brought up me talking to these clients and enrolling them in our coaching program is because we do it a different way. And that's kind of today's topic when I refer to old sales versus new sales. Old sales, a lot of closing strategies, right? And we're talking about sales strategies from 5, 10, 20, 30, and on years ago. There's a big difference. Times have changed. Times are much different now than 5 years ago, now than 10 years ago. You, my friend, you serve clients. When you serve your clients, when you want that sale, what's stopping you from making them say yes and being pushy? Is that a strategy that you're still using? I'm not saying it's wrong or right. I'll give you how I feel about that here in a second. But people are different. They're different today. They're more aware of what's going on in their environment. And I know every industry is different. But to my point, being pushy, nobody likes this, right? Think about yourself. If you're talking to somebody on the phone and they're trying to push you to buy, how do you feel? It makes you uncomfortable. Can make you mad. Can make you angry. Can make you upset. Can make you hang up the phone, right? That's not what we do at Teaching Online Business, and it's not what we teach our clients. We don't believe in that. And when we push somebody, because I want you to keep in mind, our program is not cheap. It's a decent investment. It costs $5,000 to get into our program. Now, I can probably get 10 more sales a month if I pushed people into my program. But what's going to happen when they get in? If I push them to that sale, their mindset, they're already thinking, maybe this is not a good choice. Maybe I made a bad decision. And what I've seen in other programs, especially clients that have been with this sales push, like being very, very pushy in the sales department, what I've seen is when they enroll their clients, they have a high refund rate. And that's something that we don't have. And I know why we don't have it. That's because, number one, we're not letting the wrong people in. If they're not a good fit, we don't let them into the program. That's number one. That is rule number one. If they're not a good fit and it doesn't benefit them, we don't let them in. And I encourage you and I recommend and I highly, highly, highly recommend you do the same. And number two, we're not being pushy. We don't have to be pushy because the way we have our system set up, and it's the same system we use at teachingonlinebusiness.com. For you smart marketers out there, go through the process, go through the funnel, have fun at it, and you'll see a system that will never push you to make that call. Will never, ever push you to make that call. And again, there's a reason for it. Because those clients don't work out. Even if you sell them. Even if you sell them on your $5,000 program, $10,000, $1,000 product, $500, whatever it may be. Those are the clients that usually you're going to have problems with. I don't want my sales call going that way either. And really, that's why we don't call it a sales call. We call it an enrollment call. That's it. You either make it or you don't. But we already know this because of our system. We get an application. And again, if you want to learn about the system, check out our first episode where we're talking about how to control your client acquisition, because that is awesome. And again, if you want to get the full in-depth, teachingonlinebusiness.com/webinar. That's where we break it down step by step. I highly, highly recommend it if you want to know about this system. But back to the topic at hand, old sales. That's what it is. Old sales are pushy. Old sales are like this ABC, you know, always be closing. Like the Wolf of Wall Street. Times have changed. It's different now. It is a different landscape out there, and I know it because I've seen those changes. I've been doing this for 11 years now. I see it. I've seen it over and over again. But here's the thing. If you're using old sales techniques and strategies, I'm not going to tell you to stop. But I guarantee you're bringing in people. And I guarantee you have a high refund rate or a high cancel rate. And maybe that's fine for you. That's cool. But times are changing. It's a different place. And these old strategies are dying out. They are a dying breed. And these books, one of the main reasons I wanted to warn you, because these books that have been highly sought after for decades, they're starting to become irrelevant. And if you go buy one of those books and you start implementing those strategies and those philosophies into your business, could be a huge mistake. So what is new sales? Well, it's what we do here at Teaching Online Business. We think client first. And it's as simple as that. When we go to make a sale, and I know for some of you this might sound crazy, but when our clients, our potential clients rather, when we go to that phone call, if it's not going to be a great fit for the program, and if it's not going to help them, guess what? We're not going to let them in. We are not going to make the sale. That's new sales. That's our way of going about it. That's the difference between old sales and new sales. Old sales is pushy. That always be closing mentality. New sales is doing what's best for your client. And there's something awesome, something really, really amazing that happens when you start thinking less of you and you start thinking more about your clients. There is a transformation in the mindset that takes place that will motivate you and will make you change the way you do things forever. Because when I implemented this into teaching online business, it was like a light switch came on. We went from bad to decent applications to getting like the perfect applications day after day. And I know our advertising, their marketing, their messaging, packaging, all that has to do with it. Yes, you're right. That has to do with it. But when we started thinking about the client first, always, that's priority. No matter what, doesn't matter if they have the money or not. Is it going to work for them? Is it the best decision for them at this point? And if the answer is no, we do not sell. That's new sales. You don't hear about that a lot, but guess what? By doing this, we have some of the most amazing clients that we could ever have. And guess what else? These clients, these awesome, awesome clients are getting awesome, awesome results. And that's what it's all about. They make us look like rock stars. Rock stars. Pure rock stars, my friends. Because that's how it works. You got to think who you're bringing into your program. And if you're using our philosophy, if you're using our systems, that's the way you got to do it. If you want the best clients to work for you, if you want to have your ideal perfect clients, this is the process. That's old sales, new sales. It doesn't matter if it is a video sales letter and different things like that. Do we got a few products we sell? Sure, we do. But when it comes to our high ticket coaching program, the $5,000 package and the $25,000 package, when it comes to the two, that's the only two programs that we have at Teaching Online Business. When it comes to them, that's the way it goes. If it's not a good fit, you do not need to sell. And if you listen, again, how to control our client acquisition, go back to that first podcast, listen to it. Because that's the system that makes it all possible. Because you do have to target your ideal client. But today we're only talking about sales. And that is our sales process. So I would love to hear what you have to say. Do you believe that old sales strategies are dying? Do you believe it's just based on the industry? If you're being pushy, is this really serving your client at the highest level possible? I think not. But that's just my opinion. Maybe you think differently. But nonetheless, I would love to know what you think. So, that's all we have today. I appreciate you taking the time to listen. I hope you're always getting value from these. If you ever want to hook up, you can always come find me at facebook.com/officialRichardHale. RichardHale. And you can always visit us at teachingonlinebusiness.com. Thanks again. We love you. Absolutely love you for being here. And again, let us know. Let us know. We love the comments. We love the feedback. Come join the conversation over on Facebook. Let us know how we're doing. Because I hope, and the main reason I did this was to give value and hopefully be able to meet some new people, open a new channel up for us. This is not like your regular podcast on a website. We're using the FM platform. So we're just seeing how it goes. That's what we do here. Just complete full transparency. But nonetheless, no matter how you found us, because we share this baby everywhere. I promise you that. We share it everywhere. But we always appreciate you. So I want to hear your feedback. Let me know what you think. Old sales versus new sales. Thank you so much. God bless. I will catch you on the next podcast.